is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On K98.7.
House call.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is high school football on K98.7.
From Whitefield, it's the high school football game of the week as the homecoming Newark Wildcats entertain the Chieftains of Logan. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wander. Welcome to another exciting football Friday night here. Newark comes in with a 3-1 record after losing for the first time in 2024 last week to Groveport on the road. And Logan comes in with a record of 1-3, having back-to-back losses after winning in week two. So it's an OCC Buckeye meet in this Friday night edition, and Garrett, I think we are going to see, you know, what this newer team is made of after looking so strong the first 3 weeks and actually leading that game against the Cruisers last week 13-7 before it just snowballed on them. They've got a chance to right the ship this week, and it's pretty important that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a little bit of a fire building here in Newark. The fans, the two, are getting a little excited. When I came in, there's a little bit of a line to get into the stadium. First time I've seen that here in 4 years. But yeah, Newark coming in, obviously, first time they're facing any sort of adversity this year, losing that game to Groveport. But like you said, they were leading, and then it just kind of got out of control. That's what we saw from this team several times last year. Games that they could have won, that it was close. You know, second, third quarter, all of a sudden you blink and they're down two or three scores. So it's important for them to, you know, here tonight to take good care of the football. You know, last week Brody Smith had a tough outing, three interceptions. So you can take better control of the football. You know, play your game. You don't need to force anything. Still be confident in yourselves. But I think, you know, just try to focus on what you did in those first 3 weeks. You know, where you played your best football.
And for Logan coming in, it's obviously a team that's a little bit down on numbers, and they've struggled the last several years. So you want to throw that knockout punch early. You don't want to let a team that is looking for any type of glimmer, any type of positivity to be around. Very similar, I think, to that Zanesville game where it was deadlocked at halftime and Newark was able to push forward and get the victory in the second half. But you don't want to keep doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Logan's a team that's kind of coming in. They don't have nothing to lose, right? And those are dangerous teams to play against, you know, despite what the record says. So they're going to come out. They're going to give it their best shot. Newark has to be prepared for that because they're the team that is usually in that position, right? Over the past couple of years, they don't, you know, have nothing to lose. So you'll be very on the lookout for that. And, you know, according to some sources, Logan's starting quarterback is going to be out. So they're going to be, starting the freshman Lane Oog. So that will be something to keep our eye on, too, you know. Don't see many freshmen starting in high school football nowadays. But I think, for Newark, you know, you don't want to waste any time playing around with the Chieftains tonight. You just want to come out, smack them in the mouth, and, you know, hopefully be on the right side of the running clock.
And you never want to lose on homecoming, right?
Right.
I mean, that's always important. But, yes, Carson Tootle, the sophomore quarterback, does seem to be ruled out for tonight's ball game after getting hit out of bounds last week in their loss to Pickerington Central. So it will be a freshman quarterback. And for Newark's defense, that has gotten a lot better this year, especially with going after the football and making tackles, it would be a prime opportunity to put him behind the eight ball as soon as possible. So we'll have tonight Logan and Newark right here on Kate 98.7. Up next, we will hear from head football coach Bill Franks of the Newark Wildcats as we continue our pregame show as you're listening to the high school football game of the week right here on Kate 98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on KAPE 98.7.
So, Coach, we've almost hit the halfway point of the season. I always say it's the quickest 10 weeks of football, and it's hard to believe we're already at week five. As we get to the halfway point, a 3-1 record, thoughts on this ball club and where you are?
Well, we've enjoyed coaching the group. Definitely highs and lows, but you know, we've been a pretty steady group, so our reality is really in the middle. We think fundamentally we're pretty solid. We think as human beings we're pretty solid, and we just have a good group of hardworking coaches and players that enjoy playing this game.
Every game except for the Zanesville game, you guys have started out really strong. I mean, has that been more of a focus this year? I mean, you always want to start strong, but really the team has come out playing really good football each and every game.
Well, you know, we think you become ready to play by practicing with intensity. And you know, our assistant coaches have really brought intensity on a daily basis to the kids. So I think that's helped without question.
First taste of adversity, though, coming last week against Groveport. You're up 13-7, and the snowball effect, I guess, really took place. How has the team, in your mind, responded from really the first taste of something not going the way you or they wanted to so far this year?
Well, I thought our coaches led the charge with real maturity. Our coaches let the kids know we were disappointed because we didn't play to our capabilities. We didn't play assignment football. But we got right back to work, and I think that's key.
With Bodie, I hate saying that, just having a good game, but he had been so good the first three, and now his first taste of adversity. How do you see him as a leader and still having that confidence that you need him to have for the second half of the year?
You know, Bodie is, you know, he comes from an athletic family. He has coaches in his family. You know, he is a next play man. He is a next play up type guy, and very resilient.
One of the things that I've heard from a couple of different folks that have been watching this ball club, and I noticed it in week one, is the tackling is so much better. Now, you mentioned assignments and some things missed last week, but it seems like the physicality and what these guys are doing on defense has really improved from last year.
Well, we're a year older. That helps, no question. We've emphasized tackling with this older group. You know, Mike Capacci, he's our defensive coordinator, and he's led a charge with Mark Salina and Coach Evans along with Roy Price. They've emphasized it as the defensive side to be good at the technique. Our kids have bought in, but we can't have one night off because, you see, you know, we didn't tackle extremely well, didn't fit where we were supposed to fit there against Groveport. And in this league, in Division One, look out.
And the gauntlet continues, and another league matchup against a new member to the group in Logan on Friday night. What are your thoughts on the Chieftains heading into this one?
Well, they're a program that believes in fundamentals and toughness. They're a sports town. That it's important there. You can tell, you know, they have a good following. They have really nice media support. So, you know, their kids grow up feeling important and feeling supported. And we're going to have to play our dead level best and really put a disciplined product on the field.
It's the case in just about every game, but it seems like line play will be huge. When they've been able to score points, which was week two against Nelsonville, they had 19, they controlled the line of scrimmage, but in other games they've struggled with that. So anything different schematically or technique-wise to help control that line?
Well, their line is big, strong, well-coached. Their sophomore quarterback, he's only been sacked twice, so That says a lot for the offensive line. Says a lot for the quarterback, how he's been coached. Get rid of the ball. I think the biggest thing is we just need to do our job. We, for the most part, did that the first 3 weeks. And I think we got a little bit caught up in not reading our keys there against Groveport. And they made us pay.
And last question, it's always nice to come back home. And I know you'll have a good following Friday night. And I'm sure the fans really want to rally behind this ball club and get that fourth victory tonight.
Well, the support has been special. Just to hear the fans cheer and the cheerleaders cheer and the band play, it really is a neat environment. And it's an environment that we're very proud of, and we're very appreciative of them.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against Logan.
Go Cats.
We're back after this timeout here on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
We're back at Whitefield getting ready for the opening kickoff between Newark and Logan in this OCC Buckeye matchup. For the Logan Chieftains, this is their second league game in the past 8 years. They have not been part of any league since 2017, when the SCOAL disbanded after being the longest-running non-city league in the state of Ohio from 1925 until 2017. So there's been a lot of anticipation for the community joining a league for the first time in 8 years. But they're coming in when the league might be the toughest that it's ever been. Everybody seems to be peaking at this time getting into league action. It really is unbelievable.
Yeah, and they're going to get some more taste of that here with Newark tonight. I mean, we're talking about Newark kind of hitting their stride, you know, slowly over the past couple of years, kind of, I feel like now, exploding this year. Already 3 wins this year. This is actually the most games, even if they were to lose every single game the rest of the season. 3 wins is the most games that they've won since the 2016-17 season, where they finished 5-5. So I'm sure they're hoping to, you know, even have a better year than that. But yeah, like you said, it starts here tonight. They cannot look over the Chieftains.
Another warm, muggy evening here in Licking County. The sun shining, just about ready to set, but no wind to speak of whatsoever, as both teams have entered the field, and we are getting ready for tonight's matchup, the Chieftains and the Wildcats. But before we do, let's pause for station identification as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays and Garrett Wandle with you as Logan and Newark get set. This is the third all-time meeting between the two schools. They met in back-to-back years in 2012 and 2013. Newark won it in 12, and the Chieftains won it in 13. I thought also with the interview with Coach Franks, there just seemed to be more of an air of confidence with the way he was talking, like, we know what we did wrong last week, and we're going to fix it, but we're not going to have what's happened the last few years happen again.
Right, and, you know, part of, you know, you don't want to go through those horrible seasons, but there are lots of benefits that come out of seasons like that, like, yeah, just getting that experience and, you know, going in. I feel like last year, you know, it didn't look good on paper, obviously, right? But I think a lot of that stuff, what happened last year, translated into this year, and that's why they were, you know, able to, you know, pull away from Zanesville in the second half in a game that they may have not been able to win last year. So I think that's just going to start to reflect more and more and more, not only this season, but here in the future seasons. Coach Franks is here.
Newark won the toss. Let's check that. Logan won the toss and deferred, and so Newark will get the ball first. Jack Walsh will kick things off for the Chieftains. Newark going left to right to start this ball game in their home red, and we are set to go. And the kickoff underway from right field. It'll be a squibbler down the left baseline, sideline, and picked up by Newark, and a good return across the 40 to the 41-yard line, Preston Lumsford. So for an offense that has shown capabilities of striking quickly, Newark's going to have great field position to start this game.
Yeah, great field position. Just they're going to mark it right at their 41-yard line. So, yeah, I mean, in week one, we saw a great mix of run and pass. So that's what I'm expecting to see them kind of see if they can establish that running and passing attack, you know, balance here tonight as well.
Bodie Smith, the quarterback, set to go here in the gun. First and 10, Newark at the 41-yard line. Smith fake handoff, will throw, and he's got a man open and getting a first down and a lot more into Chieftain territory to about the 44-yard line. There's the speedster, Mr. Cutliff.
Yeah, he showed out for us back in week one, had his only touchdown reception then. But, yeah, he kind of need to know where he's at on the field at all times. I feel like he's kind of their top speed, their high motor guy, kind of their slot receiver. So I think it's important for Logan. Keep an eye on him. Try to keep him in front of you, because if you're going to get beat deep by somebody, it's going to be Cutliff.
From the 45, it's first and 10. We'll throw again, and another catch made, and that is Kalen Winbush, who's already had himself quite the evening as he was named the Homecoming King for 2024 before the game got started tonight in a ceremony at midfield. So congratulations to Mr. Winbush, and he gets his first catch on the night for 7 yards.
Yeah, Winbush is another receiver, too, to keep our eye on here for Newark, especially when you get inside the red zone.
Second down and 3 at the Chieftain 38-yard line. And here's a handoff looking for some running room, but not much there. That time for Newark was Colton Peterson, the top rusher for Newark. Back to the line, so here's your first third down of the evening.
Yeah, this is a good big third down. I mean, we saw Coach Franks play pretty aggressive in week one versus Licking Heights. Now, that may just be because it was Licking Heights, but I'd say as long as you don't get a negative on this play, it's probably going to be four down territory for the Wildcats.
Third and 3 from Logan's 38-yard line. Opening possession of this ball game between Newark and Logan. Smith gets the snap, will look, fires, and wide open and making the catch for the first down and getting inside the 30. Here, 20, it's a 10, 5, house call, Wildcats. Drayson Peterson, the big man on the outside, takes it 38 yards to pay dirt, and just like that, the Cats strike first.
Yeah, and that was just a nice route that time by Peterson. That's a comeback route. He caught it, had enough of the first down, but it was the stiff arm after he caught the ball that time that kind of separated himself from the defender, and then once he got that extra separation, nobody was catching him. We turned on the afterburners.
Brett Bill on for the extra point. He's been very solid this year. Kick on the way. It's up. I know you thought I jinxed him, but I didn't. Kick is good. 10:03 remains opening quarter. It's Newark 7, Logan nothing. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
Kickoff by Brettville will go into the end zone for a touchback. So a very impressive drive to start out for Newark. They go four plays, 59 yards, and the 38-yard touchdown pass from Smith to Peterson. And Bodie was 3 for 3 on that drive, 459 yards, and to three different receivers.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say he kind of put that game last week against Gofford in the rearview mirror. Like Coach Frank said, he's just kind of a next play guy. You know, don't worry about the mistakes made in the previous play or the previous week. Let's just go next. And, yeah, so far he's looking really sharp.
So making the quarterback start for Logan is the freshman Lane Ogg. He will get a handoff up the middle for about 1 yard. And you don't like to look too much at physical features, but their starting quarterback before, Carson Tootle, was 6'4", 19, and Lane Ogg, 5'9", 135. That's got to change a couple things, I would think.
Yeah, obviously that's going to, I think, change what they're going to be doing offensively. They're going to be, whenever any team, I feel like, has to go to a backup quarterback, no matter what level, no matter how good you are, you always tend to lean on the running game more. So I expect the Chieftains to lean on this their rushing attack, especially on this first drive.
2 yard pickup on first down and a handoff and nothing doing right there. Preston Lunsford comes in and stops Caden Morgan for a minimal, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. So 3rd and 8.
Yeah, and these are situations, you know, too, when with a backup quarterback and primarily run the football, you want to try to stay out of these third and obvious passing situations here. So we'll see what Logan draws up. And I think here for Newark, it's just a really good opportunity to, you know, force another three and out and get the ball right back.
A couple wideouts come here to the near side, one to the far side on 3rd and long for Logan. Ogg will look to throw, got pressure, fires, and the catch is made. Could be right at the sticks. Catch made by Jack Walsh. Are they going to say short by a yard?
Yeah.
So it'll be 4th and 1 from the 29. Walsh, one of the senior co-captains, and their leading receiver, and no gamble this early in the game. Looks like Logan will go into punt formation.
Yeah, probably the right call here. Was nice to see Ogg get his first completion. Looked pretty good in the pocket there. Nice, accurate throw, but just a yard short of the chains. But, yeah, I wouldn't chance it going 4th down so early in the game.
So Logan will punt. Here's the kick. Close to being blocked, and it will bounce, and a really good bounce for Logan inside the 25-yard line down to about the 23. So thought maybe the field might flip there, but Logan was able to pin him deep, and it'll be 1st and 10 Newark at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, good fortunate bounce that time for Logan. Get a little pressure off of that defense. It looked pretty shaky out there on their opening drive. I'm sure Newark, you know, they got all the momentum right now. They're looking to drive right down the field. They made it look effortless on that first drive. So I expect a very similar attack. I mean, if throwing the football is that easy, then I'm fine with just, you know, sticking primarily to the passing game, especially, too, to just establish an early lead.
So 1st and 10, officially at the 22. Smith will hand it off. And in breaking through the first wall, that is Colton Peterson, and he will get across the 25 to about the 28, so about a 6-yard pickup.
Yeah, nice rush right there on first down. It's always a positive, I feel like, when you can at least pick up, you know, 3-plus yards on a first down handoff. So, yeah, 7 yards right there on the first down. Carey opens up the playbook wide open here for Newark. You could possibly take a shot downfield here if you're feeling like it, or, you know, just play it safe or just pick up the first.
2nd down and 4. Peterson in the gun with Smith, and it's going to be an end around to Cutliff, trying to make something happen, which he usually does. Does get the first down. Logan defends that fairly good, but Cutliff is just too quick on the outside, and it will be a Newark first down.
Yeah, he's somebody, Newark was always trying to get the ball in his hands, right? So just kind of a motion, jet sweep for him that time, trying to get the ball in stride just because of how fast he is there. But, yeah, Logan, not fooled by it. I'm sure they have their scouting report on Cutliff. You know, try to – you need, like you said, you just need to identify where he's at on the field at all times just because of his deep threat and speed.
First and 10. And handoff to Peterson, breaks one tackle, 35, puts his head down, gets across the 40. And it looks like, okay, they figured they can throw the ball on the first possession. Now what can we do on the second possession? Let's see if we can establish the run, and so far so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the perfect scenario for any football team, right? Either throw it really good at opening drive, all right, now it's time to establish the run. And that's what seems like the theme's been shifted on this second drive, is more of a rushing attack rather than passing.
7 yards on first down, second and 3 from the Newark 39, up 7-0. With 7 minutes remaining, first quarter, Smith to throw, nobody open, he'll roll right, looking, plenty of time. Now he's looking deep, he fires it for Peterson, off his hands. He basically was triple-teamed on that. Bodie went for it all, incomplete, third down.
Yeah, nice job right there. Nice job that time by the Chieftains. They applied some pressure to Smith. Smith, though, rolled out, but the coverage by the secondary by the Chieftains, yeah, nobody, no receivers are open downfield. So it brings up another third down here for Newark.
So let me ask you, because he's had success early, he could have run for miles on that. Is that one of those take what the defense gives you instead of trying to throw it into triple coverage?
I mean, yeah, you probably do. Just try to pick up the first down in that situation. But, you know, I can understand trying to take the deep shot. You know, like you said, with just having a bunch of confidence early. Seems like you're getting whatever you want through the air up until this point. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a situational play, right? Some games you take the run, you take the first down, and some games you take a deep shot, so.
Little confusion on offense. Newark has called a timeout here, up 7-0 first quarter. You can take the game with you with our free app. Download WCLT Radio at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you're streaming the game on Kate 98.7. So, 6:32 remains in this first quarter. Logan trailing Newark 7-0 as Newark on his second offensive possession, facing a 3rd and 3 when we come back to live action. Again, starting the scoring with a 38-yard touchdown pass, number 11 on the season for Bodie Smith to Drayson Peterson. And we'll see what they decide to do on this 3rd and 3. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far. Colton Peterson in the backfield with Smith. And they will hand it off. And Peterson, he's going to be right at the sticks. Let's see if they move him. They will. So 3rd and 3, they got 3.
Yeah, and that's just a good confidence builder, I think, for your offensive line. And
yeah, I was about to say,
back.
I think they want to say, they challenge the line on that. We're going to give it to you guys, make it happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, ideally, you know, 3rd and 3, it's kind of that middle ground, I feel like, unless you're really confident in your rushing attack, in your line play, you're most likely going to look, you know, for a short pass to pick up the first down. But, yeah, they just handed it off right up the gut and got just enough for the first down.
Waiting for reset the play clock, I believe. And now we're set. 1st and 10 at the 43. And Smith fumbles the snap, but does pick it up. Now fires on the run, and too high that time for Peterson. Incomplete, 2nd down.
Yeah, that was kind of a funky play. It looked like there may have been some movement either on one of the offensive or defensive linemen there. Yeah, and then the snap kind of went haywire on Smith, so just kind of a broken play overall.
2nd down and 10 for Newark. Coming in with a record of 3-1. As Garrett alluded to, already as many wins as they've had since 2017. And you know they are chomping the bit for more. Second and 10. Smith will hand it off to Peterson, looking for some blocks. Gets a couple, breaks it upfield. 50, 45, 40, and will take it down close to the 30-yard line. Another strong run that time for Colton Peterson. And this is all about the ground on this second possession.
Yeah, and this is just something that we're not usually typically used to seeing from Newark. I mean, the line getting a nice push up front and just pick and choose what holes you go through for Peterson. He did a nice job diagnosing the gaps there. And, yeah, just another huge rush.
25 yards down to Logan's 32. First and 10, Cats. Smith looking. Got some pressure, rolling right, still looking. Now he'll look deep, and we'll fire it incomplete. I think before it looked like there was maybe movement again on the line that time.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, some of the players on both sides were just not, I guess, all the way locked in. It seemed like it is. Not everyone was ready for that play to go off. Yeah, maybe some players still getting lined up, but yeah, a little bit of a desynced on both sides of football right now.
Second and 10 from Logan's 32. Newark up 7-0, 5:44, opening quarter. Smith fakes the handoff, got some pressure, rolls to his left. He will elude one man. He'll get to the 30, 25, and still avoids another and will be again close to a first down. Good sidestep by Bodie that time.
Yep, showing off the dual threat capability.
But not a good spot. They'll mark it at the 25. It'll be third and three, but I thought he kept going.
Yeah, it may have been a yard or two shy there, but...
Don't make fun of my eyes now. I know you're going that direction.
No, I'm not. I'd say... It looked like he got out, I'd say, about the, 24, so about a yard back.
Yep. Yeah. All right, nevertheless, it's the 25, and it's third and a short three. And they will give it off and getting the first down to the 20-yard line with his first handoff carry of the night. That's Alexander Urban Royster. So they've converted a couple third downs here on the ground.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, I think it's just they're just showing how confident they are in their offensive line, their rushing attack. And it's just been a nice breath of fresh air for this Newark team because over the past couple years, their line play and their rushing attack has basically been non-existent, and it's really been limiting their offense. And you see now this year with improved line play, it's just a completely different offense.
First and 10 from the red zone, Logan's 20-yard line. Smith, fake handoff. He is lurking in the end zone for Austin Rose. He just was not able to hold on as he hit the turf. Pretty good coverage that time by Logan as well. Austin Wentenheyer was right with him. Rose almost made a great catch.
Yeah, that throw was basically right on the money. But, yeah, the coverage, I think, as he was coming down with the ball, got his arm in there and jarred that one loose.
So second and 10 from the 20. That is one thing about Bodie Smith. He is not afraid to throw it into coverage, which probably led to those picks last week. You live and learn, but you also love the confidence. Second and 10. Smith to throw. He's got Cutliffe outside. Oh, I thought he was going to make a great move, but a nice tackle by Jack Walsh prevented probably a house call.
Yeah, Walsh made just a great open field tackle. And, yeah, that's a play where you just are kind of relying on the one-on-one with Cutliffe. You say, all right, you can beat your guy in the open field. It's going to be a big play. But, yeah, that time Walsh just got him in the open field with a nice tackle.
So that'll make it third and six on this drive from Logan's 16-yard line. They've run the ball a couple times on third and three to get the first down. This one a little bit longer. We'll see what they decide to do. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near. Peterson in the backfield with Smith. And they'll hand it off. He breaks one tackle. He's at the 10. Five. It'll be another house call for the Wildcats as Peterson takes it in along the right side, broke two tackles, and it's now 13-0 Newark.
And I was going to say, I mean, you ran on every third down so far. This is probably four down territory anyways. Go back to it. Yeah, that time, Peterson did a nice job. He initially was going to go right up the middle. The line kind of stood up. He changed direction, bounced it to the outside where it was open, and got a touchdown.
And we'll set the play clock again before this extra point attempt. Peterson having a monster first quarter. Actually, a monster drive. That was basically him doing a lot of it. Brettville for the extra point. Snap down. Kick is on the way, and it is good. Just under four to play, first quarter, and it's 14-0 Newark. Very impressive 13-play, 77-yard drive, capped off by the 16-yard touchdown by Colton Peterson. And we've said it a lot so far this year in the couple of games we've done, but you didn't see that type of drive the last few. You just didn't. And no. To have it just the mixture, but most of that, again, done on the ground, just what an improvement by the line.
Yeah, the line, I mean, offensive and defensive lines, you hear it all the time, no matter what level you play. Most games are won and lost in the trenches, right? And that was the case for this Newark Wildcats team over the past several years. They just had no effective running game. They just couldn't run it. And, you know, when you needed a first down in a third and one, third and two situation, they weren't able to get it. And you saw just on that previous drive, multiple third down conversions, you know, third and three, third and three, third and six, all converted on the ground.
Can we safely say no hangover from last week?
Yeah, I think so.
They have come out like gangbusters and just put that bad taste out of their mouth from just really, it was a shocker, 13-7, and to give up 49 straight points to Groveport, which is a good football team, don't get me wrong, but I think also maybe just the level of competition to step up, they weren't ready for it, but they are ready tonight. Kickoff will be fielded at the 10-yard line by Logan and will be returned up to the 24-yard line. That's where they'll start their second possession. T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show tonight. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. All of the scores for you, 9 to 11, on our sister station, T100. So Logan, which has struggled offensively, were shut out last week by Pickerington Central 54-0. And two other games, they only were able to score 7 points. Their lone victory over Nelsonville, they did get 19. But 33 points in four games means you don't want to fall behind any more than what they are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important, I think, at this rate, on this drive, is just to keep the ball out into the Newark offense's hands, try to at least burn some clock here.
Here's the pitch to Walsh, and is able to break one tackle, but still minimal yardage across the 25-yard line. And we're going to have a flag, and I think a personal foul on Austin Rose as he pushed Walsh while he was on the ground. And that's, I'm going to guess there was a little trash talking going on, and then Rose took it one step too far.
Yeah, I think they were kind of tangled up there.
Yep.
Rose brought him down for the tackle, kind of got landed awkwardly. They were tangled up. Neither player was letting go, and I'm sure, yeah, some words were said, and then Rose may have been provoked there.
And that is it. I mean, you just can't
offset it.
Oh, they offset it. I think that's a break for us because Austin pushed him while he was on the ground, but I guess maybe they felt the tanglement, like you mentioned, was done by Jack Walsh. So I think that's a break for us, and Newark will take it.
Yeah, absolutely. For a struggling offense not to give any free yards, yeah, you know, don't want to help out a team that's already having trouble, you know, moving the chains.
But that's also a good reminder, keeping your composure.
Mm.
No doubt about it. So, 3-yard pickup on first down, 2nd and 7. Og gets the snap, and it's a bad snap fumble, and he'll just have to fall on it all the way back inside the 20-yard line. And that's Austin Rose. He might have just gotten fired up a little bit.
Yeah, this things going from bad to worse here for this Logan offense. You're already, you know, with your backup quarterback, you struggled to move the ball up until this point. You know, you were able to pick up a few yards there on that first down carry, but then, you know, bad snap, 3rd and 17 now. I mean, you got no choice but to try to air it out.
Empty backfield with Og, and he'll look to get the play call from the sideline. Now looks at his wristband. Learning on the fly here. 3rd and 17. He's got pressure. He's got to run for his life, and he will be sacked back at the 10-yard line. Roy Price brings him down.
Yeah, just good job by the Newark defense once again. I mean, nothing much for Ogg to really do. Pressure was coming after him almost immediately, and then the coverage in the secondary, I mean, it went to 3rd-and-17 opportunity, it puts put yourself in a really tough spot just for a normally run offense, you know, to try to pick that up.
So Newark should have pretty good field position here as Logan will be punting in their end zone. Here's the snap away. Actually, a really good high kick that will go out of bounds at midfield. So about a 40-yard boot right there. And I think they'll spot it right at the midfield stripe, and they will. So still good field position for the Cats, who are currently up by a score of 14-0 with a minute 41 remaining in this first quarter. So here come the Cats, scoring on their first two offensive possessions with a touchdown pass and a touchdown run. Smith is ready. Hands off to Peterson. Breaks two tackles. 45 down to about the 42. Solid pickup on first down of 8 yards.
Happened. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Whatever Newark has been doing on offense, I mean, has been working. So, yeah, they're just going to keep running the football, moving the clock, trying to extend that lead. And then, yeah, I mean, first down carry, 8 yards. Now you do set up a great passing situation here if you do want to let Smith drop back and try to take a deep shot.
Second and two. Low snap, but Smith's able to keep it, and he will run and get the first down and will slide down at the 34-yard line. First down there now for Newark.
Okay, not sure if that was the design play call or not. Maybe things got thrown off by that low snap, but still another nice solid run that time from Smith. He's been showing off his wheels tonight.
So it will be another 8-yard pickup and down to Logan's 34-yard line. So again, a 3-wide-out set with 2 to the far side. Peterson here to the near side. Fake handoff. He is looking for Peterson. He'll fire it deep and a little bit too long for Peterson that time. That play has not hooked up yet tonight, but it's still part of their repertoire, no question about it.
Yeah, and I think Logan did the scouting report on that play because, Peterson was double covered on that one. But, yeah, they haven't been able to quite hook up on that play. That's really been the deep shot's really been the only thing that Newark hasn't been able to successfully complete here tonight, but everything else has been money for him.
Second down and 10. Smith ready from the Chieftain 34-yard line. Low snap again. He's able to pick it up. Hands it off to Peterson, who is still just churning away and will get to the 30-yard line. There was not a lot of open space there, but he still made something out of nothing.
And Peterson so far here tonight, the yards after contact have been massive. He's been getting hit, and it doesn't really matter. He's just shaking off tons of broken tackles, you know, just those second-chance yards.
So here's another third down, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. 14-0, all Newark as they lead Logan after one. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
When you need cardiovascular care, you want an integrated team collaborating on your treatment from your first office visit to your final rehab session. At Knox Community Hospital, our cardiovascular experts offer decades of experience in heart attack treatments, coronary and carotid stents, angioplasties, aneurysm repairs, pacemakers, heart failure, and more. Want comprehensive cardiovascular care? At Knox Community Hospital, we don't miss a beat.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
We start the second quarter. Newark leads 14-0, and they're facing a third down and six from the Chieftain 30-yard line. Bodie Smith gets the handoff to Peterson. First down and a lot more, all the way down to just outside the 20.
Peterson down. Yeah, and another third down conversion being successfully converted on the ground. And, yeah, once again, the offensive line, I mean, it was just a huge hole up the middle that time for Peterson to shoot through and quickly pick up those 6 yards for the first down.
So now at the 20, it's first and 10, Cats. His first carry tonight, Peterson was stopped for no gain. It's not been that way ever since. He's in the backfield with Smith. He'll get the handoff to the left side. Nice cut. He's at the 15. Makes another move. House call. Peterson. 20 yards. He is having a career night in this first half.
Yeah, that was just a nice move that time by Peterson. Just following the blocks. But then he's able to kind of diagnose where the holes are opening up as the play develops. And that's why, you know, he's able to pick up, you know, 5-6 yards initially, but then turn those 5 or 6 yard pickups into, you know, 10, 15, 20 plus yard pickups.
And like you said, the yak is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that. And we have to reset the play clock.
Well, it seems like it's tradition tonight for an extra point.
Tonight, the season.
Well, last week was pretty good.
It was better last week. Brett Bell, extra point, on the way, and good. 11-21, second quarter. Newark leads it 21-0. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Do you know how to recognize a gas leak? The Energy Cooperative reminds you to use your senses. To help you smell a leak from a gas line or appliance, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas and propane gas. Near a gas leak, you might see blowing dirt, bubbling water, or an unusual area of dead vegetation. A leaking pipeline might make a hissing sound you can hear. If you suspect a gas leak, leave the area immediately. Call 911. Then call the Energy Cooperative at 740-344-2111.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
Logan now trails Newark 21-0 as the Cats have had the ball three times with three touchdowns. Brett Bill with the kickoff. Short kick, which will be fielded at about the 15-yard line, and the ball's on the ground. Let's see who got it. I think Logan was able to fall back on it at about the 25-yard line. Good, solid hit there again by the Wildcats on special teams.
Yeah, I mean, they're firing on all cylinders right now. They got all the momentum. They got this crowd really into it. And, yeah, the Chieftains just seems like they've just been on their heels really since the opening snap.
And actually, that fumble probably helped them out getting across the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
So down 21-0, and they now have not scored in eight consecutive quarters with a freshman quarterback filling in tonight. And may have our second flag, I should say, on the evening. First one was offsetting, so this one will be the first legit one, and it'll be a false start against Logan. So it'll be 1st and 15. I don't like using this word often, but is there a swagger with this newer team right now? Is that too strong of a word? Confidence, I mean, maybe? Maybe confidence over swagger?
Yeah, I mean, they go hand in hand. I know what you're saying. I feel like swagger, that's like another tier. You know what I mean?
I go with that, yeah. I agree with that.
You know, maybe come playoff time, you have the swagger.
And here's a handoff with nothing really going there for Jacob Kayrig. Maybe about a 2-yard pickup, make it 2nd down and 13. It seems like they're coming in feeling they're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely like an attitude change from last season to this season, and even from week one, 2nd down, 13. Now in the week five, where we're seeing this team, just the confidence that they've built from those three victories so far, they are just, they're confident in their abilities. They know that they know they're good enough to win this game.
High snap, and ball is on the ground, but Logan was able to recover it. So that is three fumbles, I think, in the past five offensive plays.
Yeah, it is messy right now for the Chieftains. And, you know, we heard the freshman was going to be starting tonight. We expected that, but, I mean, those bad snaps aren't really on him. This whole thing isn't on just one player here.
Right.
It's just been a whole team kind of disaster so far for Logan.
3rd and 24, as the ball is now back to the 13-yard line. Tripps come to the near side. Odd to throw. He's got pressure. Just throws it up there. And a good catch made, but still way short of the first down. That is Austin Weinsizer, who made the play on defense a while ago. Makes the catch, but it's 4th and long, and Logan will be 3 and out. So I believe still 0 first down so far.
Yeah, 0-for-3 on third downs attempts. And I mean, yeah, three and outs, too. And it's, those past two drives were kind of set up by just the bad snaps. Because that was a pretty decent gain on third down. But just, when you get third and forever, 7-yard, 8-yard pickup's not going to do much.
Kick goes out of bounds. We'll see where they spot it. A lot of hand signals. I'm going to say the 40-yard line of Logan. So after starting at midfield on their last possession, they get 10 yards even better on this one, already up 21-0. They'll start at the Logan 40-yard line.
Yeah, good field position for an offense is already on fire. So, I mean, obviously Newark's going to keep their foot on the gas here, only 2nd quarter. We'll see what they like to do here on this drive. I expect, probably just a mix of run and pass, but primarily, with how good they're running the football on Peterson, just keep feeding him.
Which is what they do. 40, 35, and gets inside the 35-yard line. And with that carry, he will be getting even closer to 100 yards in this first half. Unofficially, got him for 94.
Wow. Yeah, he's their workhorse tonight. Ever since that second drive, they kind of made it clear they want to just ground and pound. And Peterson's been doing a good job along with that offensive line, just, getting at least seems like 5-6 yards a pop.
Which he got on that one, of 5 yards, 2nd and 5. He's on the right shoulder of Smith on this 2nd down. Smith will throw it this time. Here's Cutliff at the 30 and will be stopped right there. Should be enough for another cat first down.
Yeah, nice little play action that time. Find Cutliff, I think on a little drag route, trying to get him the ball in the open field, but another good tackle on Cutliff, too, kind of limiting his yards after catch.
Yeah, he's not been able to break free on a couple of those catches.
Yeah, we've seen a couple design plays, I feel like, trying to get him, just touch the ball and see what he can do in the open field. But, that is a positive that Logan has been able to take him out of the game. There's just been other players, specifically Sean Peterson, who's hurt him much worse.
They actually said he was short, so it is 3rd and short, but it's enough for Peterson to get the first down to the 28.
And that is Newark's now 6-for-6 on 3rd down conversions, and I believe five of those are all on the ground.
Yeah. Kind of the big crowd tonight's a little subdued because it's been so easy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're not complaining, right? Or, you know, the diehard Newark fans have been here, right, the past couple of years. This is a, not sure what to do, stunned in a good way, right?
I would say so. First and 10 from the 28. Smith to throw, fires. Here's the catch made, breaking one tackle. Peterson, 10, 5, another touchdown. Yes, I think. Where's the signal?
No.
There it is. See, the old eyes are just fine. Thank you very much. Peterson breaking tackles again. Takes it to pay dirt and another touchdown for Newark, up 28-0.
Yeah, basically frame by frame exact replica of what we saw in the opening drive touchdown. Caught the ball. And then stiff arm, made a few moves after the catch, and just his speed is just too much for Logan to catch up to once he gets a few step head start.
Brettville on for the extra point. High snap, and they'll have to go for two, and they will throw it in the back of the end zone, but it is knocked down and complete. 7:04 remain, second quarter, 27-0 Newark. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Newark has had the ball four times, four touchdowns. They lead it 27-0 as we come up on 7:04 remaining in this second quarter. A very festive homecoming tonight for the Cats at Whitefield. And the kickoff is fumbled at the 5, but still being able to pick up, but not even getting back to the 15-yard line. So the offense is just really not being put in good spots. And Coach Franks is absolutely livid and was pointing at the official and is having to walk away. Now he's going to bark a little bit more, but he is really hot. I didn't see what it was, but he was pointing at him the longest time. Now he's talking to the side judge. I really have not seen him that demonstrative in quite some time, but he is livid about something.
Yeah, I obviously saw something the officials didn't, or we didn't. I didn't see anything unless you did.
I didn't see anybody on the ground or anything, but wow, was he fired up. First and 10, and the pass knocked down. Austin Rose having himself a whale of a game on defense to fletch that pass. Incomplete, second and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Yeah, it's just been tough sledding here for Logan offensively, and that, you know, not picking up any positive yards on first down isn't going to make it easier. I mean, they've had the ball three times. They've had three and outs, and probably overall in this game, yeah, negative yardage so far for their offense.
Second down and 10. Odd in the gun. Will throw and incomplete. Pass was intended for Jim Carver. And now you've got third and 10 for an offense that has not been able to move.
Yeah, I mean, that was a nice throw. You probably should have just hung on to that one. It wouldn't have been a first down, but would have made this at least a bit more manageable here on third down. Instead of third and 10, you'd have been looking at maybe third and 5, third and 4. So It's just been the same drives, same story so far here for the Chieftains.
They were thinking about coming, and now they will get the play in from the sideline. Third and 10, Logan. And odd to throw, pumps once, fires, intercepted at the 20, at the 10. It's a pick six for the Cats. That is Tyler Hurd taking it in from 25 yards. There is a flag, though, that comes in late. Could there be a flag right at the end? I think there is.
And my God, you probably didn't even need it. I think it came out as he was crossing the pylon.
I think so.
So this would hurt. Well, oh, looks like it may be against Logan.
Well, the touchdown's good either way. About to say, if you did that, Tyler would be very upset come film time tomorrow, saying, why are you taking a pick six from me? But it doesn't. It is an interception return, and that makes the score now 33 for Newark and nothing for the Chieftains. And Brettville will be on for the extra point. Last one was a high snap that they had to go for two, and it didn't work, so they'll see if they can rectify that. On this extra point was 6:42 remaining in the second quarter. He is ready. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. Line drives it through. So 34-0. Newark was favored coming into this game, and we knew once we heard about the quarterback it might be an issue, but they are really just clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, I mean, Ook just underthrew that ball in the pick six, and just right place, right time to take advantage of that. But, I mean, it has been night and day between these two teams so far. I mean, as the scoreboard indicates, nothing going on for this Chieftain offense. They're dead in the water, and their defense hasn't been able to stop Newark, whether it be running or passing. But I think it's just too a good response by the Wildcats. You know, come off their first loss last week, and it was a bit of an ugly one, 56-13, a game that they were leading at one point. And, you know, I think they've answered the doubters here tonight, you know, if they were able to, you know, handle any type of adversity. Because this is the best I've seen a Newark team play, I think, so far, covering them through 4 years.
We've had highlights and some very interesting, exciting games, but you're right. We're not at finish, but okay. Just the way they are hitting on everything right now. And Coach Franks is still going at it with the official. And did he just get a point? Like, yeah, back off. He's not letting go. We better watch this kickoff carefully, see what happens. It will be fielded at the 10 and return up to about the 25-yard line, which I believe will be the best field position Logan has had this evening.
Yeah, we'll see if they'll be able to make anything of it. I mean, you know, this game is still very early, but, I mean, obviously Newark has a very commanding lead right now. I think first and foremost for Logan, you just want to pick up a first down.
Right.
You know, you had three and outs and then a pick six. So I think, you know, for morale, confidence, everybody on that sideline, let's just move the ball. Let's just pick up a couple first downs and let's see what we can make of it.
But Newark is just being so aggressive on defense. They're making it so tough. Here's a pitch. This one might get a little bit of yardage, and it will, except what a hit at the 30-yard line. Checking to see who that was. Is that Royster? It was. Irvin Royster. It looked like that was going to have a lot more yardage. He just came up and smacked him at the 30.
Yeah, and that's good, too, seeing Newark still playing with so much fire. And, I mean, you know, it wasn't too long ago that some of these guys on this team were on the other side of this coin, you know,
yep,
being down 34-0 in a football game. So, you know, it's good to see them still continue to play with that fire. And I think that's a reason why, too, is that they've been through the thick and thin of it.
And here's a pitch, and back to the line of scrimmage, maybe at best, is Morgan. And it'll be a third down and six at the 29. Still 5:40 remaining in this second quarter. All Newark, 34-0 in this OCC Buckeye matchup Both teams coming in winless after their first late matchup. And it looks like Newark has to call a timeout.
Yeah, I think they were a late substitute in there when Coach Franks didn't want a chance at getting the 12 men on the field there. So good timeout for him.
And you brought this up and about still hitting hard and playing good football. That's going to be a big key in the second half. Do you stay focused, which at the moment looks like it's going to be a running clock,
right?
And how you just kind of stay in the game. Speaking of the game, our next one next Friday night will be in Granville with the Blue Aces entertaining Watkins Memorial. And congratulations to the AP media writers who, after the week before, had no votes for Granville in Division 3. They actually got a few votes this week. So congratulations, guys. You finally got on the train of a program that's been very successful over the last few years. Still not in the top 10. But we'll have the Aces and the Warriors. I'm a little bitter about that because I just feel they were completely overlooked. But we'll have it. 6:45 pregame, 7 kickoff from Granville, the Aces and the Warriors, OCC, or I should say LCL Buckeye hit, and what a smack by Austin Rose on 3rd and 6. He pounded him hard. He's looking at the official, and I don't think anything was called, but the official says, knock it off. I don't think he did anything wrong there. He just celebrated a good hit.
Yeah, that was that was just a bang-bang type play there. So, I mean, he kind of hit him as he was letting go of the football. So, yeah, no flag warranted there. Just a good play by Rose once again.
That personal foul got him fired up.
Yep.
He is a man possessed on defense right now. So, Logan, another 3-and-out. We'll have to punt. Here's the snap. And almost blocked, but it will bounce and go out. What a spin that was. It was headed right to the left sideline, but somehow made a right turn and will be downed at the Newark 29-yard line. I don't think I've ever seen one like that. So Newark will take over, 5:09, 34-0. They lead it. And we'll see what they do here on offense. I got to think you want to run the ball here.
Yeah, I mean, for Newark, it's probably, I'd say, you know, let's just end to the locker. Let's just, you know, take as much time off the clock, put a touchdown on the board, and head to the locker room, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, second half comes around, running clock, whatnot. Maybe take out, you know, some of your first string guys and whatnot, just depending on what the game's going. But I'd still say, you know, as long as it's in the first half here, you still want to, you know, be playing hard, run your offense.
Well, they're going to throw here on 1st and 10. Smith looking, firing, and a catch made by Winbush gets to about the 33-yard line. And you have not had to pull these out this year. We just had a running clock last week. But you usually come up with one or two kind of gee whiz facts. I don't know. Are you prepared?
No.
Well, you've got halftime to come up with something.
Yeah.
We're relying on you.
Well, Logan is your alma mater.
Well, so. I could come up with some things. Yes, I can. If you need me to do this week, I can probably do this week. 2nd down and 6 at the 33. Smith to throw again. He is looking long and incomplete. Going for Winbush there. And it'll bring up a 3rd and 6.
Smith's pass is incomplete.
Winbush. We'll see. So far, Newark on the night, 6 for 6. On 3rd downs, we'll see if they elect to run or pass here. On their 5 previous conversions, they've just ran it for the 1st down. So, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they just try to do that here again.
Kind of surprised they went to the air on both 1st and 2nd down here. Well, Peterson is in the backfield with Smith. 2 wideouts come here to the near side. Peterson out wide right. Smith will hand it off to Peterson. Why not? See where they mark it. He's going to be right at the stick and move it. Needed 6 and got 6. That puts him over 100.
All right.
We got another Ripple Ohio Wildcat.
Yep, up to the 40-yard line. So the drive continues.
I got just enough there. Yeah, and I mean, well, like I said, I probably just keep running the football here, but you know, if you do want to give Smith some extra reps here in a situation, in your real game time situation, this is the perfect opportunity to do so, because, you know, if you were to make a mistake, throw an interception or whatnot, you're not going to be punished too badly for it in a game like this.
From the 40, he will throw. It's a pass out to Cutliff, 45. Midfield, turns on the afterburners and gets to the Chieftain 45. That time he got a little bit of space, and Cutliff was able to get into Chieftain territory.
Yeah, just a little design route for him.
There's no way to defense that.
No,
I mean, unless you've got a great tackler out there.
Yeah, or you got somebody who can kind of match his athleticism. That's really it. You just got to, yeah, do what Logan did. Play him, force him to the sideline, push him out of bounds. Hope you're able to get him in time to push him out of bounds.
3:45, second quarter. Smith to throw. Cutliff again, breaks one tackle, 40, 35. Down close to the 30-yard line. If you miss him,
yep.
Goodbye.
Right, that's what you saw right there. Just a wide receiver screen, first tackler missed him. And, yeah, that was either going to be a no gain or 15-plus yards, and that's what you saw right there.
Cutliff will come to the sideline after a couple of first-down-plus pickups. And here comes Newark once again at the Chieftain 32-yard line. First and 10 there. We come up on 3 minutes and 10 seconds before halftime. And we will have a flag guessing against Newark. But this is why I don't guess. Offsides against Logan. I didn't see any movement, but the officials did. So given an offense that has not been stopped all night, an extra 5 yards, it's first and 5 from the 27.
Yeah, I think maybe just lined up offside.
May have. Under 3 now to play, second quarter. Smith. And we've got motion again. That time there was definitely contact.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so.
And you just have to feel the frustration starting to build.
False start again.
Oh. You want to explain that one? Just why wasn't it offside?
Wildcat first.
He called false start.
I think that was just a PA mistake. Not an official. He made the offside motion, right?
He did. He did. All right.
All right, I think so. So, yeah, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there because, yeah, it's not possible.
Long so, defense. Back-to-back penalties give it the Chiefs defense more work for their trying to stop that Newark offense, and it's Peterson on his little out route to get inside the 15-yard line, close to another first down.
Yeah, and just a good job by Peterson. Once again, I mean, he gets the ball, and he's good at just kind of coming to a complete stop and changing his direction, and that's what's been throwing off these Chieftain defenders. He's been able to, you know, pick up extra yards, whether it be after the catch or, you know, after that initial, he's able to kind of shoot that initial gap. You know, he's able to change directions kind of on the fly, and it's been throwing off these Logan defenders.
So now at the 12-yard line, first and 10, Newark, 1:45 remains. Second quarter, Smith rolls to his right, looking in the end zone, nobody open, fires now inside the 10-yard line, and the catch is made by Austin Rose, the tight end. So he will get down to the 8-yard line, make it second down and 6 with 90 seconds to go before halftime.
Yeah, nice little play that time by the Wildcats. Okay, just Smith rolling out. Everybody was kind of covered, but yeah, nice throw right there. Finding Austin Rose right where only he could catch that football.
Second down and 6 from the Chieftain 8-yard line. Smith hands it off to Irvin Royster. Up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Newark. With 1 minute exactly to go in this second quarter. So Royster gets on the scoring column. And it's up to 40 to nothing. Which we may have to check and see most points Newark scored in a game in quite some time. We've been in the 30s.
Say, yeah, well, I think they'll probably exceed some sort of, you know, historical thing in the second half. if they reach 50 for sure.
Brett Bill's extra point up and good. So that makes it 41-0, all Newark.
1 minute left in the first half.
So 60 seconds to go. I would assume, depending on what happens here on the kickoff, Logan may just try to run it out and get to the locker room.
Yeah, it's the first half. You want to kind of flush down the toilet if you're Logan. You don't want to really... There's no really positives, I think, you can really take away from that first half. And then for Newark, it's been all positives.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, yeah, 41-0 at halftime. I mean, the score speaks for itself. It is exactly... What the score indicates. I mean, 7-for-7 on third downs. They've converted 6 of them on the ground, and they've been doing it through the air, on the ground offensively, and then defensively. You've given up probably negative total yards in the first half against this Logan offense, and you have a turnover converted into immediate points with the pick 6. So I mean, really nothing. I mean, if you want to be nitpicky, the personal foul, but they offset.
Yeah.
So it didn't really even affect you. Yeah, there's really, I mean, what, the missed or the bad snap on the extra point that led to 1 point not being on the board, that's really it. You can't really be more nitpicky than that, I think, for Newark.
And Brett Bill with a booming kick into the end zone for a touchback, so... Yeah, besides just wanting to stay focused in the second half, I don't think Coach Franks has a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say just keep playing like this,
yeah,
guys. You know, just to keep, try to keep the energy up. As long as, I mean, yeah, you want whoever's out there on the field to begin with, they're all, and be playing like it is a 0-0 game, ideally. And it is going to be hard to do, you know, heading to the locker room, being up 41-0. But like I said, too, I think it could be kind of easier, too, for, some of these players, you know, like Austin Rose, who's a senior, who's been through those, you know, very challenging and, you know, not very successful seasons. I think it's easier for guys like that to play really, keep their intensity when they have these big leads in games like this, because they've really never had, they've never been in situations like this. And, you know, 1-2 seasons ago, they were probably dying. They're like, man, can we be on the other side of this so bad? I will keep playing like this, you know. I think it won't really be an issue for them.
First play loses 3 yards, and we're under 30 seconds to go. I think you're absolutely right. There's no way they have positive yardage in this first half. Probably will be the final play, second down and 13 from their 17-yard line. Lane Aud now goes under center, which also kind of tells you something. Here's a pitch, and about a yard pickup, and that will do it. So halftime will come here to White Field, and what a homecoming it is tonight for the Newark Wildcats. The fans should be giving this team a rousing ovation, and they will, because they have deserved it. Every time they've touched the ball, they scored, and even got a defensive score as well. A commanding 41-0 lead at halftime over Logan. We'll come back and recap this first half after a timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a 5-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota. Shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much?
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, as the Logan Band gets ready to perform here at halftime. As Newark just doing whatever they want, really on both sides of the ball, leading by a score of 41-0. And you've already, he's doing his research right now as we're looking at the scoring. They did get, you mentioned, 47 against the Gales of Lancaster last year, correct?
That is right. But I am not seeing them score more than 47, and I am at the 14-15 season. So if they if they put one more touchdown on the board, they will likely have the most points scored in, well, last 15 years or so.
Well, and it'd be interesting how these ball clubs come out in the second half, because anything that Newark wants, running the ball, throwing the ball. Bodie's got a couple of touchdown passes to Peterson, and Colton Peterson with a couple of touchdown runs. You know, I think because the gauntlet gets so much tougher after this ball game in the OCC Buckeye, if you can rest some of your ball players just from an injury health standpoint, I think you try to do that while keeping other players fresh as well. So the ball game is over. I mean, we can say that for sure. So it's now just how do these teams come out and what do they want to do in the second half? Because I think you're right. For Logan, it's just trying to get some confidence going in to their next game. And it's for Newark, let's just do what we need to do and get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums it up, I think. For Newark, we'll see who plays. You know, maybe you get the one more drive with the first teams out there, just to, you know, keep them warm, keep them fresh, you know, heading into next week. But, I mean, yeah, being up 41, you don't necessarily even need to do that. It's up to Coach Franks how long he wants to keep them in. But, yeah, maybe one drive with the first team. Logan does get the ball to start the second half, so you maybe just leave him in one drive. But, for Logan, it's now it's just trying to, you know, get some positives out of this any way you can, right? You got to kind of, like I said, you know, flush that thing down the toilet, that first half, right? And just throw anything at the wall and see what sticks here in the second half. That's what you got to do. You know, get something that you can, you know, take a positive away from this game and try to build on that into next week. You know, and it starts, you know, on this first drive in the second half. You know, just get a first down, right? That's step one here, because you're 0-for-4 on third downs. You haven't picked up a first down so far this game. You have a pick six, so it can't get much worse for you there offensively. But it's hard to put behind you, you know, a first half like that. But you need to try to just, you know, accept this game is over and let's just try to get some positives. Try to build on to next week and beyond.
Coach Frank talked about Bodie Smith being able to turn the page in the pregame, and he obviously has done that. I mean, I think it was three straight possessions that he had interceptions last week, and he just has said that's not going to happen tonight. He's looked for the deep ball. It hasn't worked too well, and I want to say he's managed the game, maybe a little bit above a managed the game, but anything that's been called, he's been in control of, and just really, I just think he's established himself as quite a leader on this ball club.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was concerned, you know, Steelmeister leaving, how this team was going to look. Right?
We all were.
Yeah. He was, I mean, undoubtedly, I feel like, a huge part of this team. Best player probably on this offense. At least the past two seasons, really, I feel like ever since he was taking snaps, you know. Especially last year with how successful he was. I feel like he was the reason that they were in all their games that they played. So with his departure, you know, you were looking and you were nervous. Like, oh, who's going to step up? You know, who's going to be the quarterback? Is Bodie Smith, is he capable of doing that? And to me, I mean, he's lived up to the expectations. I mean, obviously, I think he has some more help around him, too. He has a better offensive line. He has some more weapons on the outside, you know, specifically Cutliff, who wasn't able to play last year, now back this year. But he's done a really good job. I mean, he's shown he can make those deep, accurate passes. He doesn't, you know, get stressed out or make bad decisions under pressure so far from what we've seen him. And then, too, we've seen him now respond to adversity, right? Probably had his worst game of his career last week. Comes back this week, and it looks like he hasn't really skipped a beat. He kind of acted like that never happened. That's important, too, you know, for a quarterback to have, you know, a short memory. Now, you know, do you want a short of memory as, like, you know, Will Levis? Maybe not, right? It's a fine balance, right? You don't want to be doing, you know, plays like that. You still want to be playing smart football. So I think he's done a tremendous job so far of taking over the reins for Steelmeister. And, yeah, just overall this team, it seems like, has taken just a giant step forward from last year to this season.
So for those of you playing bingo, yes, we've gotten Will Levis in for the third straight week, but that's because Will Levis is Will Levis. Again, our halftime score, it is Newark 41 and Logan nothing. Our halftime continues with Skip Mozzett tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. This evening, we'll talk some high school football with former Buckeye Tyvus Powell, who played his high school football up in the Cleveland area at Bedford High School. We'll chat with Tyvus next on the Ohio News Network.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal. Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway?
On the Ohio News Network, once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. We are joined for a few minutes this evening by former Buckeye National Champion Tyvus Powell, who played high school football at Bedford High School up in the Cleveland area. And Tyvus, we know all about your college career and your time in the NFL, but you take us back to your high school days at Bedford and the Lake Erie League. I mean, who were the standout teams in that league at the time?
Well, back then it was Maple, Euclid, Cleveland Heights, Lorain, Warrensville. It was some really good battles. Obviously, Maple Heights was really good. They had Shaq Washington. You know, I think they won state that year when I was in high school. So we had some really good competition there, and a lot of those guys went on to go D1 and have some pretty good careers, you know, in college.
Tyvus, the high school playoffs were not as expanded as they are now back when you played. Do you wish that they were?
Yeah. You know, that's the one thing about me, Skip. I never got a chance to play playoff high school football. My team just, we weren't good enough to make it any year that I was in high school. So that was the one regret that I wish I could have experienced when I was in high school, was to play playoff football, because I think although our record wasn't that great, I still think we had some talented individuals, and if you gave us a chance, I think we could have did it. We could have pulled some upsets.
Tyvus, obviously you're known as a defensive player, but you played wide receiver, and they even listed you as a quarterback as well back in the day. What did you like about playing offense?
What I loved, so I started all my life, Skip, I wanted to be a wide receiver. And once I got to the 11th grade, I made the transition to just solely be a defensive guy. And my senior year, we had a little shortage at the wide receiver position, so I figured I'd go over there because, you know, naturally that's who I was. And when I got there as a senior, the funny thing about it is I would do to the DBs the stuff that I hated done to me that I knew was a problem. So it kind of made it easy to play wide receiver because I kind of knew how to beat a DB.
We're chatting with Tyvus Powell this evening. And Tyvus, I always like to ask guys this. I mean, you played multiple sports when you were in high school. What all did you play? And I guess what message would you have to parents whose kids might be encouraged to focus in on just one?
Yeah, I played multiple sports in high school. I didn't want to put all my eggs in one basket until I was 100% sure. I ran track as a junior. As a freshman and sophomore, I played basketball and baseball in the springtime. I tell you what, all sports help you in certain ways. You know, with basketball, it gives you, builds up your endurance. You can run and jump and those things. You know, baseball gives you that hand-eye coordination. You know, playing in the outfield for me was like playing wide receiver, tracking the ball and things like that. So I think that each sport helps you be better at one sport. So I would tell all parents, you know, if your kid is interested in playing another sport, you know, especially early on in high school or in middle school and things like that, I think that you want to build a solid foundation, you know, being well-rounded to be able to do different things in sports. And I would say about their junior year, maybe the end of their sophomore year, you know, if they are more serious about one than the other, then okay, let's just go ahead and commit to just one. But, you know, when you're young and you're a freshman and a sophomore, you want to have fun and you want to continue to compete. You know, that's the thing that each sports teach you, is to how to be a competitor, you know, and discipline and things like that. So I would encourage all parents to let their kids play multiple sports, because they can help in all different ways, and every different way helps you be better at one sport.
We know how good you were at football. Of the other sports you played though, Tyvus, are there any that you wish that you were better than you were?
Well, I will have you know, Skip, that whatever sport I dedicated myself to, I would have been pro at it. No, honestly, you know, I think that if I would have taken baseball just a tad bit more serious, that's the one that I really did enjoy playing a lot. I did enjoy playing some baseball, and, you know, I played varsity as a sophomore, so, like, I had the potential to be good, but so I was a football player, and I just naturally progressed myself as being a football player. But if I would have dedicated myself, got into some batting cages, got some hitting coaches, I could have been Ken Griffey III.
Former Buckeye, former Bedford Bearcat, Tyvus Powell. Tyvus, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on.
No problem. Anytime, Skip.
And we'll be right back on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Trevor Stearns from Parkway High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Going to school, you know, you're stressing out so much about tests and worried about getting good grades, but cross country is just like that sense of relaxation to me. Going out and just running makes me feel like I'm just doing everything good.
Trevor gets that same joy when he's back home and working outdoors.
Farming in general is like, it's just a happy place for almost everyone. Every kid wants to grow up and live on a big farm, and you know, that's what most kids around here are doing.
He understands the impact that goes along with that lifestyle.
I think farmers have one of the hardest jobs to do because they have to provide food for the nation. It's just, farmers are the thing that are keeping almost America going.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a five-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
This is ONN.
Our thanks once again to former Buckeye Tyvus Powell for talking some high school football back in his day at Bedford High School in the Cleveland area with us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bunnies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bunnies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bunnies on Facebook for daily specials. Bunnies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on KATE 98.7.
Back here at White Field, homecoming for Newark High School, the Newark band currently out on the field performing a song many of us know, I think. Yeah. Maybe everybody knows.
If you're an Ohioan.
It's almost known at birth. But it's all Newark right now. 41-0, they lead the Logan Chieftains. Some other scores of note, Johnstown at Watkins Memorial. I was wondering if the Warriors could get their first win of the season tonight. Right now they trail the Johnnies 14-7. And the team that Watkins will be playing next week, Granville, they lead Utica in the second half 20-0. Nice, comfortable lead, but the way Granville scores, they had 70 points last week. I thought they might be up by a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, also don't sleep on Utica either. I think they're a nice little sleepy team who can, you know, give you fits if you're maybe not taking them too seriously, which I'm sure Granville is. But, yeah, I think, obviously Granville won't have a problem closing that one out. But I think, too, we've seen Granville isn't too keen on, I think, style points either this year.
True.
You know, they just kind of want to. And in a way, they're not trying to just get to the postseason, but, you know, they're not trying to, I guess, they don't need to, I guess, prove themselves anymore, you know, maybe like Newark tonight, right? Like, hey, we're here. Greenville's been here for the past 3 years. They just want to take care of business in
the postseason. A lunch pail team this year, yeah. Let's just go get it done. Come back next week. Couple of shutout scores right now. Licking Valley at home, with who we saw last week, no problem with Newark Catholic in the second half, 28-0. And Mount Vernon, which has really struggled this year, they're up on Heath 24-0 in the second half. I hate to keep bringing it up, but you go back to week two. Did that derail the season for the Dogs?
It's looking like it. I mean, You know, we saw last week they got shut out against Valley. You know, I think that was a testament, too, to just, you know, Valley. Valley's another team that's solid this year.
Yep.
But, you know, Mount Vernon, I don't think they have any business being shut out, you know, what, at halftime to them? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there with Heath. I mean, it's...
Because you still have weapons on offense.
Right.
Now, again, maybe there's an injury or something, but I just feel like Connor Corbett's got to be toting the ball a lot more. Because last week, I know the game was getting out of hand, but I don't know that he touched the ball in the second half.
Well,
if he did, it wasn't very often.
He just wasn't able to touch it, I think, in general, even in the first half, just because we saw their line get dominated.
Yeah.
Last week, and if that's happening again, it doesn't matter who you play. If your line play is that poor, you're not going to have success on either side of the football. So it could just be, I mean, you do hate to say it, but yeah, that Buckeye Valley game we did back in week two, you know, it was basically, we felt they had control of it. It never was a huge lead, but, you know, they had two possession lead, which felt like a lot just because how well they're playing defense. They had good control of that game up until kind of the very end there, that risky fourth down call. But it could just be that, I think, maybe combined with just the frustration from last week and guys not being, you know, I guess 100%, you know, maybe bought in anymore, just because the season has been just what Heath hasn't. He's been usually a very successful team over the past couple of years, and this is a different change of pace for a lot of those guys that have been on the roster.
Back-to-back league championships, and it's not going the way of Heath right now. Licking Heights has a 24-0 lead over Lakewood, and we saw the Hornets in week one, and it's just like they're there. They just need to clean up some things. Well, they won in week three, and then that same Buckeye Valley team, I don't know if you saw this, but they scored 16 points in the final 5 minutes against Heights and a two-point conversion with 19 seconds to go to win last week. So they're living living nice right now. But so Heights is a very dangerous 1-3 team, and they could move to 2-3 with a win over Lakewood tonight. Northridge has a 7-0 lead currently over Northmar. And a couple of other scores from OCC Buckeye play. It is Groveport. Cruisers are on a roll. They are blanking Lancaster 21-0. Pitt Central has a 23-10 lead over Canal Winchester. Taze Valley up 14-0 over Reynoldsburg. So those scores and a lot more on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller, 9-11 tonight on our sister station T100. So we are getting ready for third quarter action. Logan will get the ball to start this second half. Trailing 41-0, they will go right to left in this third quarter. And Newark will set to kick things off here. Again, we will have a running clock as long as the margin is 30 points. And that will start once the possession begins in this third quarter for the Chieftains. Brett Bell getting ready to get it down and get started. And we'll just, again, focus, I think, is the most important right for Newark. And I think you mentioned it, maybe one possession for both a lot of defense and offensive players. And really, if you looked at the roster, Garrett, I think this is the first time also in 2 or 3 years where they've got some guys that they can put in. A little bit deeper of a roster, not great, but definitely more players on this year's ball club than what we've seen the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's a good sign. You know, today's day and age, it's depth on a football team's hard to come by. So, and then also getting them some valuable reps here, you know, with some in-game experience.
Here's the kickoff, and it'll be fielded at the 10-yard line. And I tell you what, the special teams for Newark has been stomped all night long, back to about the 20-yard line, so just a 10-yard return. So they're just getting it done.
Yeah, on all three phases. So, we'll see what the Chieftains have in them here to start off this third quarter. They can try to pick up their first down of the night.
They will actually mark it at the 21, but it's been either inside the 20, maybe as far as the 25-yard line. That's been their best field position, while Newark started this game at their 41 and have not looked back. So, Lainard, the freshman, remains in at quarterback for the Chiefs. First and 10, he will pitch it. And looking to get some daylight, we got a flag on the play and a big pickup to about the 36-yard line. Would have been a first down, but I'm going to guess this one's coming back for a hold. And right off the bat, we've got a Wildcat slow to get up. I think that's Price.
Yeah.
Who had a huge quarterback sack, but he's able to get up on his own and be able to walk over. So that's a good sign. That would have been a TV timeout in college, so we're glad we're here in the high school level.
Right.
And the penalty is against Logan, and it is a hold. So their best play of the night goes for naught.
Yeah, and that's what I was afraid of. You know, it looked like it was going to be a nice play, and then I saw the flag come out. I'm like, well, this one's probably going to be coming back here. So, and that was kind of the case, too, in the first half. You know, they got into second and third and manageable situations, you know, third and five, second and five and whatnot. But they just had some bad snaps that really derailed their drives.
So first and 20, here's an inside handoff and getting about 3 yards. It'll make it second down and long. And officials stop play already. And he's sending somebody over to the couple players over on both sides. Maybe an equipment issue? Not sure. Start to back up.
I don't know.
So, again, Newark did score 47 last year in a loss to Lancaster, which is just crazy. You score 47, but they lost 55-47. And after this play, Garrett went that deep in the record books to see what might happen in the second half. We'll have to wait and see. Here's the pitch to Walsh, looking for some daylight, and he will get up to about the 14. So what else did you find, sir?
Yeah, I had to go back all the way to the 2007-2008 season for the Newark Wildcats and to see, you know, when was the last time they scored more than 47 points? It was against Westland. They won that game 56-7.
56-7.
So they'll have to score a few touchdowns here in the second half, which we'll see, you know, if they'll be up to doing so. But, yeah, you had to go back, yeah, quite a long time ago there.
And back then there was no running clock, so that's going to make it a little bit more difficult. Third down and long, and Cats not letting up on defense. That play will lose a couple more yards, so it'll be fourth and about 17, and Logan will have to punt things away. So, as we mentioned, the Chiefs joining the OCC Buckeye after being in a lead until 2017. They had a run of playoffs for four straight years where they made either the first or second round of the postseason. Since then, in the last 14 seasons, two winning seasons. So it's been a drought for the Chiefs since that time. Cutliffe will get the punt return. He's going across the field. There is a flag on the play. He will get inside the 50 to the 45-yard line, but we'll see what the penalty will be like after we take this timeout. It's 41-0. Newark leads it in the third quarter. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasip Service Center. A lot of people, they go to their doctor every 6 months or a year, and your vehicle should be no different. There are some problems you're not going to know until you have, but you can see some things coming. You need someone who's a professional to take a look and see any kind of upcoming maintenance events or any kind of impending problems that could be avoided. And as we all know, maintenance is so much less expensive than repair. Kasip Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasip's quality you can trust.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away and Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a 7-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on KATE 98.7.
The penalty on the punt was against Newark, so they were set back to the 38-yard line, their own 38. As we're already down to 7.5 minutes remaining in this running clock, third quarter, Logan leads it, or I should say Newark leads it 41-0. And we've got an injury again on the field here. A Newark player is down. Coach Franks will come out and take a look. So about a 3-yard pickup on first down, second down and 7. So for Newark coming up next, two tough ones on the road at Canal and then at Pitt Central. So Central coming in tonight 2-2, but don't let that record deceive you. And Canal Winchester coming in with a record of 3-1, but of course I believe they were playing each other tonight. It's pretty sad that I just gave you that score and I can't even remember, but you know, that's what happens. Central was up 23-10. Yeah. So you got to look at it. Let's say Central holds on, so Canal will be 3-2, but that's a good football team. So, yeah, this is where it's going to get very interesting. Then they're home to Taze Valley, which has surprised a lot of people. They are also 3-1 and are about to be 4-1 if they hold on and beat Reynoldsburg. And they are led by Brian Cross, who many Central Ohio historians will remember. Cross had a great run at Grove City and a couple of other places. So he is doing a wonderful job with the Vikings again. But those are going to be three tough games. And so you look at this and say, well, it's just week 5 of the season. This was a big one for the Cats moving into the next three.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we talked about it in week 1, you know. We thought, you know, we were hopeful that Newark would be 3-1, realistically, when they kicked off this game tonight. And that's what they got. And then, yeah, ideally, this was another one you wanted to pick up. So through 5 weeks of the season, going 4-1, I mean, I think you're at a really good spot. I mean, I think if you told them they'd be 4-1 to start the year, they would have taken that.
Smith on the roll, and he gets crushed all the way back to the 30-yard line. Jack Walsh comes in on the sack. And huge loss on that play. It'll be third down and probably about 19, and that's the first sack of the night for the Chiefs. I'm taking him out after this possession, after seeing that play.
Come out right now.
Yeah.
Especially, too, you had two kind of guys shaking up some injuries, too, to start off this third quarter. You don't really want to. There's no need, I mean, to leave him in there at this point.
Nope. So we'll get you the number of the backup quarterback here in a second. And here's a good handoff and getting good positive yards across the 40 to the 41-yard line.
Devontae Bonner, ball carrier.
And we've got a flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Looks like it is Julian Battles, who is a freshman for Newark. And the penalty is against Logan. So it'll be marched off, and it will be a 5-yard penalty. Incidental face mask, is that what it was?
Possibly. You never know now, right? Never know.
No, you don't. No, you don't. So it'll be 4th down and 3, and it looks like Newark will go for it. Also on that run was Tyvontic Bonner, who had a good 17-yard run. So it's 4th and a long 2, and official stop play. Come on, guys.
Oh, it's 3rd down.
And it is 3rd down. We all need to come out focused here. Oh, and what a hit on 3rd down. Bentley just got popped right up the middle by Ty Gonzalez. And that will make it 4th down back at the 40, and this will be first punt tonight by Newark.
Yeah, Gonzalez just came unchecked right up the middle. And that's what happens. Good tackle for loss that time, and Logan able to string together a nice defensive stop there on this opening drive. And, yeah, first time Newark's going to have to be forced to punt this one away. First 3rd down conversion, they were unable to convert.
And they don't have enough players out on the field. This is what we talked about at halftime. Uh-huh. Just play clock is going down. I think they might be able to get it off. High snap. Peterson is ready, and he will have it go off the side of his foot, and it will bounce at the Logan 45 and die at the 49-yard line. And I think Coach Franks is just trying to get them. We got to keep playing, guys. We got to keep playing.
Yeah, just a sloppy sequence and just a sloppy possession offensively overall. You know, you just stuff you weren't seeing in the first half, you know. I mean, Smith took a sack. And then, just not having enough people on the field. Kind of a bad snap on that punt. Not the best punt. So, I know. It's hard. You're up 41-0. You're like, all right, we won. Let's just go on, celebrate this win. But, you just need to try to pull your heads together here for the next, a little under 4 minutes here in the third and another 12 minutes in the fourth quarter.
First and 10, loading easily their best field position of the night from their own 49. Odd will hand it off, but right there again is Newark all the way back to the 40-yard line. A 9-yard loss. Defense just playing outstanding. So completely off topic, but because I just heard the PA announcer have this, since you're not that far-fetched from high school, how would you feel at a homecoming game if they announced your name and said that your parents were waiting at the Circle K to pick you up? 41-yard
line. Well, personally, so I'm going to be different from most people. I don't really, it'd be kind of embarrassing, but it's not like most high school kids, I feel like that's like the end of the world, right? I feel like, maybe I'm not the best person to ask for this too because I'm a little bit older now, but I guess in high school, that's probably embarrassing, right? You know, it's like that scene, you probably aren't familiar, but there's a movie, Dive Wimpy Kid, where like the mom goes.
I am familiar with that.
Yeah, mom goes on the PA and roller skating ring, and if it's a situation like that, that's on a whole new level. But yeah,
loaded diaper, loaded diaper.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I am as hip as they come, baby.
Yeah,
hip as they come. We have a running clock, if you couldn't tell, boys and girls. It is third down. The newer defense is just continuing. So this drive started at the 49. It's back to the 39. Third down and 20. Odd to throw. It's a little quick out and one tackle missed, but they're just all over the place. Newark, he misses one tackle, but he just gets back to the line, and it's fourth and 20. What a job tonight by the newer defense.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd be curious to see just to, like, I want to say it's still probably negative yards.
Yeah, has to be.
Just because, no first downs. The chains have never been moved, and most of these drives have went in reverse. So, negative yardage for this Logan offense, that is just, the Newark defense, even still, right, backups are starting to come in. They are still kind of, playing with fire on defense,
Short kick, and it will go out of bounds. Let's see where they mark this. I think back to the Logan 49 where this drive actually started. So we have got about a minute 19 left on this running clock. Back at the station, here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and take this break along with the end of quarter break. And by the time we'll get back, we'll start the fourth quarter. So we'll take an extended timeout here, 41-0. It is all Newark leading the Logan Chieftains. And when we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter for you from Whitefield after this timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center. A lot of people, they go to their doctor every 6 months or a year, and your vehicle should be no different. There are some problems you're not going to know until you have, but you can see some things coming. You need someone who's a professional to take a look and see any kind of upcoming maintenance events or any kind of impending problems that could be avoided. And as we all know, maintenance is so much less expensive than repair. KSEPS Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEPS, quality you can trust.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
When you need cardiovascular care, you want an integrated team collaborating on your treatment from your first office visit to your final rehab session. At Knox Community Hospital, our cardiovascular experts offer decades of experience in heart attack treatments, coronary and carotid stents, angioplasties, aneurysm repairs, pacemakers, heart failure, and more. Want comprehensive cardiovascular care? At Knox Community Hospital, we don't miss a beat.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Linky Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
Well, we are back to start the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, we missed another firework as a 49-yard touchdown run was created by Mr. Bonner, running very hard. And again, kind of the theme of the night, breaking tackles. I think he broke at least four tackles on that 49-yard touchdown scamper. And that made it 48-0 as we start the fourth quarter after the extra point was good. But that was a good hard run by Bonner.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, just broken tackles, running down the sideline. Yeah, I think he broke like three or four tackles on his way to a touchdown. Just, yeah, no one was able to slow him down. So, yeah, Bonner making the most of his opportunity here, you know, coming into the game. You know, a guy that may not play that much the rest of this season, but looking ahead for the future in Newark, future looks pretty bright with him at running back.
Well, and this game is also about the future, and it's not just one game, it's about the season. But this is where you do lay the foundation for kids in middle school. They're saying, hey, look at what this program's mm-hmm. doing, what this kid is doing. And Coach Franks and the players said this year, we're tired of being close. We're tired of losing in the last few seconds, which they did, what, at least three times last year. So now, if you're able to get over the hump, and that's where I think we talked about it, the most wins since 2017. Now we've had the most points scored, you know, since 2005. So there are things there, but and you can correct me if I'm wrong, which you always love doing, but I think a winning record this year would be so crucial for this team.
Yeah,
kickoff is returned by Logan to about the 18-yard line, and we know it's going to get tougher. The mm-hmm. first 5 weeks were definitely the easier of the second five, but going 4-1, being able to steal a couple victories in the second half of the season, which would definitely have you in the postseason. I think they're going to probably be in now anyway, but going from 2-8 to 6-4, Garrett, I think that's tremendous.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, yeah, the tougher half of the schedule is coming up here, but you set yourself up in a good situation being 4-1, you know, taking care of business. So I think 6-4 is very realistic for this team, especially, I mean, just going on the eye test, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Logan was beat up here tonight. You know, they weren't at, you know, full capacity, but still, it's just, you have to have a certain level of talent, you have to be prepared to a certain extent, as Newark is, to come in and just completely dismantle a team like how they did in just the first half. I mean, and then two, week one against Licking Heights, you know, the record may not indicate it, but Licking Heights is a pretty solid football team. And I think, to what we saw in week one, I mean, this team, I think, is still, you know, going to be getting better. And, you know, they're going to be playing better competition.
And they're still hitting. Mm-hmm. On 1st and 10 for Logan, after the 5-yard penalty they had for delay of game, it's back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. So they are still playing aggressive. And, again, just how they just threw last week away. You talked about Logan mm-hmm. just forgetting about this game. That's exactly what Newark did against the Cruisers. That game's in the past. We're moving forward, and that's... There's no lingering effect from last week.
Yeah, and that's just a good quality and good trait to have, you know, by the coaching staff, by the players on this team, because, you know, like you said, the next three games are very difficult. It may well happen again, right?
Yeah.
And it's important that you are able to just put that behind you and just focus on the games that you are able to win.
And Logan fumbles the football, and it's recovered
by Newark at the 5-yard line. So you can only say going from bad to worse so many times, but that's exactly where it is for the Chiefs. So this will be a better program in a few years. It's just going through a really tough stretch right now. Coach Mike Eddy, since being the head coach in 2019, trying to turn things around. He's been a head coach at Gallipolis and also Parkersburg South, and has been to the playoffs with both of those ball clubs. And they're just going to have to, as we've talked about with Newark, they're just going to have to get more numbers, more kids into it, and maybe being in a league now will help that, because I think it's been very tough for all of their programs to not be able to play something for the regular season.
Right.
No league championships, no league titles. All you can hope for is getting into tournament play, and they're in the Central District. So, like basketball, you're playing a top seed from Central Ohio. That's tough. And we'll see if that maybe helps them moving forward down the road. But here comes Newark with a chance to put more points on the board, and that's exactly what they are going to do. A touchdown run by Tyrion Connolly, and he goes in from 7 yards out, and the touchdown is good, and that makes it 54-0. So what was that point spread again?
It was 56.
I doubt they go for two here.
Yeah, all that, the one flaw tonight, right?
Yeah.
Bad snap on the extra point, which kind of derailed that extra point attempt, may prevent them from doing that. But, I mean, hey, you still got a lot of time left. If Logan isn't able to move the ball and you break off a big run or something, you may have a chance to... It's like a
personal foul against Logan. Dead ball foul, so it'll be marked off on the kickoff. But boy, oh boy, they just want to get out of here at this point.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk Buckeyes Thundering Herd.
All right.
What's your score?
What's my score? All right. Well, I'd say I'm going to go, I guess, 52-10.
52-10.
Yep.
Which does cover, I believe. All right. Extra point is good. 55-0. Newark leads it with 7:58 remaining fourth quarter. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, here at Whitefield. Newark leading by a score of 55-0 after the personal foul. Newark will kick off from the Logan 45. Guessing Brett Bill will just pound this into the end zone. Let's see what happens. And that's exactly what he will do. So Newark will improve to 4-1, 1-1 in lead play. And the Chieftains will fall to 1-4, 0-2 in the OCC Buckeye. Monday Night Locker Room will be highlighting Newark Catholic High School, with a look at their football program with Josh Hendershot, the head coach, and Mikey Hess, their outstanding two-way player for the Green Wave. And also we'll talk some Newark Catholic golf as well, as they try to get back to the state tournament for the fourth straight year. We'll have all that for you from Ship Brothers Brewing live at 6:30. That's the Licking County Locker Room Monday night here on Kate 98.7. And we'll have a flag
stopping play before this first down for Logan at their 20-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to have a false start here on the Chieftains.
False start called against Logan.
All right, so I appreciate our fans helping us out tonight, knowing we're needing fill material. So we're going to baseball. Ellie De La Cruz just stole his 100th career base for the Reds.
Wow.
How about that? So the same week, he gets 100 steals. Shohei Ohtani with that.
50-50.
I mean, what a... You talk about a fantasy game. That was crazy. Six for six, is that right?
Six, yeah. What, 10 RBIs?
Yes, and two steals.
Yeah.
He is something special. And if he's not unanimous MVP, we've got a problem.
Right, and that's... He's not even pitching, right? And that's, and then when he can pitch, he's an elite pitcher too.
Yeah.
So,
do you think they'd use him in the postseason after not pitching all year? I would doubt it.
Well, I think I saw too. Glasnow's done for the year,
yeah,
which isn't shocking because that's what happens every season, unfortunately, with him. But maybe if they make a run, but it's Dodgers, so
that's true. That's true.
You know,
well,
you know,
and everybody, and I'm one of them that thinks these guys get paid too much, but he's earned his salary. He went.
I think, yeah, if he's able to pitch like that and hit, yeah, 100%.
And he went to L.A. to the Dodgers with all the high pressure and expectations. He's answered it. He's absolutely answered it.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah. So thank you for the baseball update. We need all we can get. We still have 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go here, and it'll be third down and about 15 for Logan. A player has to come off because they had their helmet knocked off. And while we didn't like this when it happened to Newark, you don't, and sure, it is my alma mater, and I don't like just seeing it happen to these guys, but you feel for these kids. I mean, this is just not fun. It is not fun for them to be beat up like that. And you talked about it. Newark, they don't like feeling like it before, and it's tough. It's tough. You work all week, and it just doesn't materialize on the Friday night.
Yeah, and I think too, just the manner too, and just which it's been happening. I mean, on offense, as we get a positive play here,
is that the first down?
That is.
They get it on a pass play, catch made by Preston Clement, and that is the first down for Logan tonight with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go.
Well, there you go. They catch a bit of a break right there, which is good to see. But yeah, I mean, up until that play, really, yeah, no first downs.
And I still think they're probably under.
I was going to say they're probably negative total yards on offense here. They're probably going to have to pick up a few more first downs if they want to, you know, get in the positive.
And they try to run it, and that has just not worked all night. The Newark front wall just getting it done, getting in there, good penetration, good hard hitting. So back to the line of scrimmage. It would be second down and 10 from their 35-yard line. Odd comes over for the play call. And this is a good learning experience from him. They've kept him in there. He's taken a lot of bumps and bruises and an interception return to the house. So he'll learn from this. I mean, I'm going to guess that Tuttle will be back, if not next week, the week after for sure. But at least now you've got two quarterbacks that have had some experience. Here's an end around and getting knocked out of bounds with another hard hit at about the 38-yard line. Still solid tackling going on out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the New York defense still playing with a lot of fire out there. You know, we saw the offense on their opening drive maybe not as in sync, but the defense hasn't skipped a beat here still in the second half.
2.5 minutes remain. 55-0. Newark leads it. It'll be third down and 7 for the Chiefs from their 38-yard line. Odd will be in the gun. Low snap. He picks it up. A lot of heat, and the pass falls incomplete. And that'll bring up fourth down. I would assume they'll just go for it as we're under 2 minutes to play. Looks like the offense stays out there. And it looks like they will
Coach Eddie's talking to the official on the side there.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay off the field after the game. As the
yes. It's fourth down and a long wait here. We're under a minute 40. Not sure what's going on. The play clock hasn't started.
He's burning some clock here, I guess.
I guess. Is he calling timeout?
I think so.
All right. We'll take one as well. 55-0 Newark. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Logan decided to punt it away, and penalty on Newark with a block in the back. And the clock is under 30 seconds.
Yeah,
they don't even have to run a play.
Yeah, it looks like they're just going to, yeah, run it out.
Yep, that will do it. So beyond an impressive victory tonight by the Newark Wildcats is they rebound after the tough loss to Groveport last week. They come out on fire tonight, scoring every time they touch the ball in the first half. Leading 41-0 at the break, they cruise to a 55-0 victory tonight over the Logan Chieftains in OCC Buckeye play. We'll come back and talk about this one after a timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
If you had to pick your favorite season, it's probably fall, right? Sparkling bright days with just the right amount of cool at night. Many days you're running your heating and your AC. Is your system ready? Don't guess. Know for certain. Call the experts at Chandler Heating and Cooling in Thornville. Residential and light commercial. They've been serving Newark, Heath, and most of Licking County for two decades. Online at ChandlerHeatingCooling.com. That's ChandlerHeatingCooling.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KAPE 98.7.
Let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on KAPE 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, KAPE 98.7.
Back here at Whitefield, the Victory Bell getting run by the Newark Wildcats as they demolish the Logan Chieftains tonight by a final of 55-0. As it was all Newark in the first half, they got the ball to start, went right down the field and scored with Bodie Smith in the air for 59 yards and a touchdown to Drayson Peterson, and the route was basically on from them. Colton Peterson adding a couple of touchdown runs, and Bodie with a couple more touchdown passes, a pick six as well. 41-0 at the break, which led to a running clock in the second half. A couple more touchdowns by Newark, making the final of 55-0. Just complete domination. And again, Logan did not have a first down in this ball game until 4 minutes were left in the fourth quarter. So offensively, defensively, special teams, tackling, anything you name, it's an A-plus tonight for the Cats.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to draw up a much better script for Newark than tonight. Like you said, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty of it, it was just that extra point with the bad snap, which cost them 1 point. Which means that game against Weston, where they scored 56, is still the most points
they've scored. Still hangs.
Still holds. But, they came out. I mean, they could do whatever they wanted on offense, running, throwing. And then, defensively, I'm pretty sure Logan was held to negative yards on offense here tonight. Because, like you said, no first downs up until 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then that was it. There was just one first down that Newark allowed all night long. So, I mean, just a complete dominant performance by the Wildcats. I'm sure it's nice, you know, for this coaching staff and the guys that have been on this team over the past couple of years to be on, you know, the other side of the coin of a victory like this. And then to improve to 4-1. And this is just, I think, a huge win for them. And, you know, they took care. I think they've taken care of of what they need to up until this point. But at the midway point, 4-1, that's kind of what we were both hoping for this team after that week one win against Heights, and they were able to do that. So they have some tough games coming up, like you mentioned, the next three. We'll see how they fare against those tough opponents. Newark definitely heading into the right direction, and for Logan, kind of feels like Newark, you know, from a couple years ago. They're rebuilding, and you know, you can't get caught up with games like this too much. You can't hang your head too much. You just need to try to, you know, take it in stride, take what positive you can. You were down your starting quarterback too tonight, which didn't help. It was going to be a tough task to beat the Wildcats even with your starting quarterback. So you just need to try to take it week to week, scrape what positives you can, and just know that there's better days ahead for your program.
And why are you going to pick out one or two areas when it's a 55-0 game? I'm going to go back to that second drive when it was third and three, third and three, third and six,
and they ran the ball for first downs. That, to me, is a whole different Newark culture.
Yeah, because that's something we just haven't seen over the past three seasons, is running the football in general. It was usually just Steelmeister running, either him running it himself, or, you know, rolling, buying time with his legs, throwing it deep. It was all on him. And yeah, this year, it's a lot of other players have been involved. And then too, of course, just the big jump of offensive line play, which has allowed them to, you know, be confident in running the ball. Hey, it's 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. All right, we can run it. We can try to see if we can pick this up on the ground, which is just a huge luxury to have, especially for a team that hasn't had a existent rushing attack in the past couple seasons.
55-0 the final. Newark victorious. We'll wrap it up after our final timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system from Lucart Heating and Cooling. Visit us online at lucartheating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's air perfect with financing on a new qualifying Lennox system. Ohio License 38151.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
I think I can safely say there's a lot of high school broadcasts tonight across this great Buckeye State, but there probably were no other broadcasts that got you Shohei Ohtani, Ellie De La Cruz, deciding if you'd be embarrassed in high school if you were called out that your parents were next door, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
And Loaded Diaper.
I rest my case. T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show underway on T100 with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. Get all the scores next to them. And we will be with you Monday night with the Licking County Locker Room, highlighting Newark Catholic at 6:30, live at Ship Brothers Brewing. And following on Friday night from Walter J. Hodges Stadium at Granville, the Blue Aces playing host to the Watkins Memorial Warriors in the LCL Buckeye, pregame 6:45, and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. Thanks to Ethan back at the station. Great job tonight, sir. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final from Whitefield on homecoming tonight for the Newark High School Wildcats. They are victorious, moving to 4-1, defeating the Logan Chieftains by a final of 55-0. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.